The Pirates' bats came alive in the heat at PNC Park yesterday as they finally broke out against the Texas Rangers in an 8-3 win keyed by a 5-run fifth inning. Ryan Reynolds, Spencer Horwitz, and Tommy Pham all had 3 hits and Pham drove in 3 runs. Nick Gonzalez and Ke'Bryan Hayes each added 2 hits to the 15-hit Pirates attack. Manager Don Kelly was happy to see so much offensive spread throughout the lineup.
Ke'Bryan, Spencer, Tommy, all coming up with huge, huge hits. Brian Reynolds, great at bats today, just all the way through. And, you know, those, especially those guys down at the bottom, some huge two out knocks.
The Bucks are back on the road tonight against a Central Division rival. Greg Brown has the preview.
Pirates take their first trip to Milwaukee in 2025. It's the start of a 3-game series and brief road trip. Pirates split a 4-game series against the Brewers at PNC Park in May. Last year, they were 3-3 against the Brewers in their home yard. 7:40 first pitch, 7:15 pregame. Greg Brown on your home for Pirates baseball.
On the Ben Sherrington Show on WCCS yesterday, the general manager looked ahead to the MLB trade deadline, saying the Pirates still believe in the team that sits in last place in the NL Central, but they have to deliver more to Buccos fans. Sherrington says the Pirates haven't gotten it done as they expected to so far this season.
As much as we believe in the group, we also need to be honest about where we are, and those opportunities will present themselves over the next several weeks. And we have to be really, really clear and intentional about, okay, what is going to give us the best chance to win more games as fast as possible.
Some Pirates injury news from the weekend as pitcher Ryan Borucki was placed on the 15-day injured list with a lower back issue. The brace came off the elbow of pitcher Jared Jones on Friday, but he's still 10 to 12 months away from returning. Pitcher Johan Oviedo has entered the simulated game phase of his rehab. Pitcher Colin Holderman is in Florida and may throw a live batting practice this week. Pitchers Tim Mayza and Justin Lawrence are throwing out to 75 feet with positive results. And catcher Andy Rodriguez is in Florida and could begin swinging a bat in 3 weeks. Altoona lost to Richmond 2-1 yesterday. The Curve had only 3 hits, including an RBI double by Nick Camillo in the bottom of the ninth. They are off today and will open a 6-game series at Chesapeake to begin the second half of the season tomorrow night. LSU swept Coastal Carolina out of the Men's College World Series yesterday 5-3 to take the 3-game series 2-0. It's the 8th NCAA championship for the LSU Tigers. The Penguins have finalized head coach Dan Muse's coaching staff, adding former Penguin Nick Bonino, former Hershey Bears coach Todd Nelson, a former Penguins draft choice who played 1 game for the team in 1991, and Rich Clune. Andy Chiodo was retained as the team's goaltender coach. Madison Nickel remains with the Penguins, elevated to video coach, while Troy Paquette has been added to the staff as her assistant. Bonino retired as a player last week to take the Penguins' job. Nelson coached Hershey to the AHL Calder Cup Championship in 2023 and 24. Clune spent last season as an assistant at Anaheim and has coached in the AHL and NHL levels, and Chiodo has coached the Penguins goalies for the last 7 seasons. Sports teams in Pennsylvania will have to foot the bill for new stadiums from now on, according to Governor Josh Shapiro. He made the announcement that the state won't provide any funding for new venues while at NASCAR's event at Pocono Raceway on Sunday. Of course, Shapiro will only be governor for at most 1 more term, so future governors could reverse his decision. The Oklahoma City Thunder are the NBA champions for the first time ever after defeating the Indiana Pacers 103-91 last night in Game 7 of the Finals. League MVP and Finals MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the Thunder with a game-high 29 points and 12 assists, while Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton suffered an Achilles injury in the first quarter and did not return. A big trade in the NBA yesterday as well, as Phoenix sends Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets, and he found out about it while giving a live interview at a fan event in New York City. The Suns get Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th overall pick in Thursday's NBA draft, as well as 5 second-round picks in return. Keegan Bradley stunned his hometown fans with a birdie on 18, while Tommy Fleetwood bogeyed and gave up a one-shot lead on the 72nd hole to hand Bradley the win at the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut. In NASCAR, Chase Briscoe held off Denny Hamlin to win the Great American Getaway 400 at Pocono. And in Senior Legion Baseball, Homer City Post 493 suffered 2 narrow losses over the weekend, falling 2-0 to Bushy Run on Saturday and 2-1 to Hemphill East on Sunday. Connor James went 3-for-4 for the Bearcats, and Brady Lewis doubled. Noah Turk took the hard luck loss. I'm Alex Donaldson with today's Look at Sports.